If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're going to go through some of the news stories in the last few days and a few things that have caught our attention. Got my 5'8 with me, Kathmandu. How are we?
I'm good. This is not sponsored, but just trying one of these Fun Day natural sweets. They're low calorie. It's great for the diet. I'm just trying to explain why I'm eating.
Shout out to those on the YouTube that can hear Kat chewing away and smashing her packet all over the place. So that's good for you guys. I hope you enjoy it. If you're on the YouTube, if you're on the video, which means you're in the Roo crew, you'll be able to see what Kat's taking in. I just had a couple myself. Not bad. Not an ad. But if they'd like to reach out, we're more than willing to
reach out. Fun
take
day.
It. If not, join the Roo crew. Then you'll have the slightest idea what Kat's actually talking about.
No more Bun Day. I say it's Fun Day.
Not bad. Okay. Okay, let's move on, all right?
All right.
Now, we've got a couple of stories we want to touch on. We want to talk about Zach Lomax signing with the Parramatta Eels today. I want to talk about Terrell May locking up his future for the next couple of years. And we want to talk about an unsung hero from the weekend, Charles Nickel Klokstad. Where do you want to start, Kathmandu?
Let's kick it off with Terrell May signing with the Roosters for an additional 2 years. So this means that he remains a Rooster until the end of the 2026 season.
Yeah, huge news. I genuinely think Terrell May is a very, very big shot to make his Origin debut this year. I wouldn't be surprised if we get to the selection table with Michael Maguire and the team and they end up going with Terrell May. He's been in incredible form. I believe that he's the most damaging front row forward at the Sydney Roosters. You know, JWH been around for a long time, starting age. Lindsay Collins, a premier player in our game. But Terrell May's got that Andrew Fifita, Payne Haas, Adam Fanua-Blake, that X factor to him, that Joe Tarponade to him, that not many guys in this league have. And it's all good and well to be the biggest guy on the field, sure. But if you don't know how to use your body and create an effective offload and all those little things that these absolute monsters in our game are capable of doing, who cares? You're the biggest guy on the field, you know what I mean? Terrell May, he's got a big motor. He's got a big unit of a body. He knows how to utilize his passing game. You saw that on the weekend. He just ticks all the boxes. You know, obviously the Mays, let's not beat around the bush. There's always been a little bit of trouble off field and whatnot. If the Roosters can keep that under control, it wasn't that long ago that he was coming out and saying that he wanted to go somewhere else. The Roosters have obviously, you know, changed his mind on that. He will be remaining at the club for the next 2 years. So a really, really good signing by the Sydney Roosters. And I genuinely think he's a guy that could make his Origin debut this year, Terrell May. Just such a big motor, offers so much. Good. He's just got something that not many other New South Wales front rowers, not named Payne Haas, have. And I think him coming off the bench, he might only play 20, 25 minutes. But I'll tell you what, Kat, I would be seriously, seriously considering picking Terrell May.
Mm. Well, he's only made something like 32 appearances, which is, for his age, like that's pretty normal. But the impact that he's had in 32, it feels like he's been around longer.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, like honestly, the first 15 games, I wasn't overly impressed with him from what I saw. But it feels like from about, and I'm just spitballing here, but I would say just about post-Origin last year, he really just took his game to a new level and they got to the final series and he was playing, you know, I want to say 50 to 60 odd minutes, doing really good things, having huge impact on game. And this year he started incredibly well. We spoke about him a lot in the preseason based on what we saw at the back end of last year. We thought he'd be in for a big season, but honestly, I couldn't have – I was high on him and I didn't anticipate him to be this damaging this quickly. I think there's every chance when this two-year contract ends with the Sydney Roosters, he could be in that conversation of Payne Haas, AFB, as best front row forwards in the game. Obviously, Payne Haas isn't going to be that old, so it's probably going to be hard to get best front row forward. But, mate, I reckon he's going to be spoken in the absolute elite tier. So a fantastic signing by the Roosters. I know you'll all think I'm saying this because you all think I'm a Roosters fan, but I'm kind of glad he's re-signed, Kat, because I was seriously, seriously worried that when Taylor May re-signed with the Panthers, there was a chance that Terrell May could end up at the Panthers too, which, you know, with Fisher-Harris, Leota, with Nath Cleary still there, Dill Edwards, Isaac Tonga, Taylor May, I just thought it would have made the Panthers just too strong. It would have been one of the best forward packs we've ever seen if they would have added Terrell May to it. So I'm pretty happy with this result as a whole for the game.
Yeah. Now, you're not expecting this, but I want to stay on the Roosters for a second.
Yeah.
It's just announced that Joey Manu has signed with Japanese rugby club Toyota Verblitz, and he'll be departing at the end of this season.
Yeah, and look, we'd heard rumours this at the start of the year, and I think that in rugby league circles it looked like that this was going to always happen, but to have it confirmed
– yeah.
Very interesting. Got to remember as well, the end of this year, Suoliti goes off to rugby union. So, you know, you're hoping that Billy Smith comes back from injury. You got Daniel Tupu, who's aging as well. You got Marky Mark, who's coming over from rugby union as well. So going to be a very, very new look Roosters backline next season. James Tedesco getting older as well. I don't think he'll retire at the end of this year or anything, but there's going to be a lot of change at the Roosters over the next few seasons. And if you're a club with a young superstar, you'd want to lock them up, and you'd want to lock them up long-term. I'm looking at Matty Timoko at the Raiders. I'm looking at Dream Buller at the West Tigers. An absolute stack of guys. The Brisbane Broncos, they've got outside backs falling out of their ass. So on Cobbo's another one that'll be interesting. So, yeah, really interesting times. And the Roosters need to replace guys, they will go out in the market. And I'm very keen to see what they do over the next few years. But, yeah, it's going to be a very different Roosters side without Joey Manu there. Obviously, back-to-back premiers. He was part of the back-to-back premierships. He's been part of the furniture at the Roosters for quite some time. I remember watching Joey play under 20s and whatnot, and just an absolute juggernaut. I think the first time we saw him was in an Auckland Nines clash where he absolutely lit it up, him and Luttrell. So, yeah, very sad to see Joey Manu go. I don't think Joey Manu will be gone for too long though, Kat. I think we'll see him back. Hopefully it's at the Roosters for their sake, but I wouldn't mind seeing Joey Manu land somewhere else as well. Yeah. I'll tell you who else is a huge loss for, Kat, the Kiwis.
Yeah, this is true.
Losing a guy like him who can play centre, fullback, 5'8", it is going to leave a big hole for them. They've got a lot of young superstars coming through. But, yeah, he's also just been part of the furniture of the Kiwis for a very, very long time. So really interesting. Roosters a lot to play for this
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. And as you said it, he was part of the Roosters pathway program. So he's been there for forever. And he's been part of the 2018-2019 premiership. He's only 27, but he's also 27 for a rugby league player. Fair enough. Fair play. If you want that experience living overseas, it's a good time to do it. But I agree. I don't think it will be long before I think you're never going to find that same rugby league quality as someone like Manu, like the quality that he would want to be playing in and around. I don't think you're going to find that anywhere other than Australia.
Especially when you see him, when he does, like on the weekend when he played fullback, like he ran for the most metres ever. We'll get to it soon. He has 30-odd hit-ups. You're just not going to get that much ball in Union. I question if Joey Manu's just going to be bored over there, to be honest with you. So we'll see how it plays out. But, yeah, I'm expecting Manu to be back pretty soon.
All right, well, let's see how that goes. But let's jump into you've already talked about it this morning, but Zach Lomax has – agreed to a 4-year deal with the Parramatta Eels. This was obviously one that was rumoured for a little while. I think the fact that Lomax wanted to leave the Dragons was pretty public knowledge by this point. So it's official. He will be an Eel as of next season.
Yeah, and I was obviously out at Combank the other day with the Parramatta Eels, and they all no one said it to me, but when I brought it up, there was a lot of smiles in the room. So I think they've known for a week or so, and I think the players have known that Zach Lomax was joining. And look, I've said for a long time the Parramatta Eels, like – Well, when you think about, you know, when Michael Jennings got suspended from the game, that left a hole at centre. Will Pensini came in, has done a tremendous job. Tom Opacic was in there just filling in a hole, doing well. They then lost him. I don't know why they let him go, but they did. And honestly, it sounds weird for a guy like Tom Opacic, but they've never really been able to fill that hole since he left. You had guys like Wonga Blake that have come in that have been very hit and miss. Bailey Simonson, to his credit, has done a really good job. Mm-hmm. I think he's more of a winger than a centre, personally. Getting Lomax, honestly, it feels like there's always just been a missing jigsaw piece with the Parramatta Eels over the last few years, and I'm not sure if he's going to be the final piece, but honestly, when you have a look through this side, they've got the halfback, they've got the 5'8", they've got the fullback, they've got the forward pack. It's one of the best forward packs in the game. Hooker, maybe question marks over that position, but they've also got Matty Arthur, who's coming through the grades, and I think he's going to be a very handy nine. And you've got Lussick, who can play there. And I think when you've got halves like Mitch and Dill, you can probably afford to give away a little bit at nine. But I think the one position that they've just really lacked has just been an out-and-out strike centre, a real throbber out there. And getting Zach Lomax, it's just going to change this team so much. What position does he play? He wants to play centre, apparently. I think over the last few weeks, he's shown that wing is his best position. He's played right centre previously. They've got Will Pensini there. Do you move him to the other side? Do you move Lomax to the other side? Do you just play him on the wing that seemingly seems to be his best position? The other option, and, you know, I always think it's very harsh on Clint Gutherson, but the other option is they're constantly talking about getting an X-factor fullback. Man, Lomax could be that guy. But personally, I think I would play him on the wing, but I would let him do what the Dragons letting him do at the moment. Roam, come infield, do all that sort of stuff. Just let him play a bit of Lomax footy. And we said it before on the reel on Instagram this morning. I'll tell you what, Kat, the Mitch Moses kick to a Zach Lomax try or catch and offload, it's going to be a very scary prospect in rugby league. And I think it's going to be a real trademark of Parramatta Eels footy over the next few years, because Mitch Moses, his kicking game, it is second to none. It is so precise. Mm. And Zach Lomax, honestly, if you can just land that football somewhere in the right postcode as Zach Lomax, he's going to come down with that pill. So very, very good signing by Parramatta. And I'm just so excited to see Lomax in a new system.
Yeah,
I know it's going well for him this year and whatnot, but just a system where the coach, he tends to get the best out of guys. He's got a premium six. She just sneezed. That's good. I wasn't on a roll or anything, so that's fine. Sneeze away, Kathmandu. Very exciting for Zach Lomax. Sorry for talking while you're sneezing.
It's all good. I actually feel bad for interrupting you. We really were on a roll there.
Call me butter. I was on a roll.
Okay.
Thank you. What's next, Kathmandu?
I don't know why that was so funny. All right. Now we're going to get into a very interesting stat that was posted by Random Stats Guy. We love Rando. We did a big shout out to him on the catch up show this morning, but it is the most run meters in an NRL game. Clint Gutherson versus the Dragons at number one in 2020. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck versus Broncos in 2019. And then Joey Manu against the Knights and Nicole Klokstad versus Manly both made third and fourth respectively in the same game this weekend at 347 and 346 meters. This is crazy stats, because if you look at these numbers, there's 2019, 2022, 2004, 2006, and then you've got two players. Same game week.
Yeah, it's crazy. Joey Manu, 347 run meters. Everyone lost their mind on, was it Friday night? They were the Friday night game. Oh, Thursday night game. Thursday. Everyone lost their mind when Manu ran for that many meters and whatnot, which as they should, it was incredible. But Charles ran for one less meter just a couple of days later. And personally, maybe I was a little bit out of the loop this weekend with my anniversary and whatnot. But I didn't hear shit about Charles the entire week. And the only thing that made me realise was that the Warriors shared something on their story, and the little text at the bottom said, just quietly, ran the fourth most metres of all time in an NRL game, but no one talks about it. And I was like, that is so true. I had no idea.
You know when they say if you're not first, you're last?
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that's bad. That's
rough. That one though.
Yeah, but isn't that just Charles? He just does incredible stuff. No one really notices, and he just goes about his work. It's incredible. Like, people telling me that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck has to be the fullback. Charles just ran for the fourth most route meters in a game ever. in the NRL. It is wild. Have a look at some of the other names there. Funnily enough, one of them is Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. There's actually three Warriors fullbacks there. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck in 2019, Chance Ikuklokstad 2024, and the great Wade McKinnon, you're kidding, in 2004. Big fan of Wade. Some of the other names get a feature there. Dill Edwards, Tom Trbojevic, Jason Tamalolo, the only forward to get on there. But I'll tell you the one that stood out for me, Chance Ikuklokstad, 346 run metres. Justin Hodges did the same in 2006 against the Melbourne Storm. Now, I would assume that that game for Hodjo was probably as a centre. Mm. I know he played fullback in the back end of that season, but if he did 346 at centre, that is actually off its head. I'm just going to actually look that up just very quickly. Whilst I try and buy myself some time, whilst I'm looking up Justin Hodges. Now, if any of you at home are looking for data like this in the future, the best place to go is Rugby League Project. Shout out to them. And my search did not work. We start again. Might even get Kat to cut some of this out because this is a bit of a shit fight, let's be honest here. Justin Hodges in 2006. Let's have a look if he was playing fullback or center, because if he was playing center, that is wild. Hodjo, 2006. He played the Melbourne Storm in the grand final where he played fullback. Might have been that game. Actually, he played fullback twice against them that year playing fullback against Melbourne. So, yeah, it was probably at fullback. Just tell you what, if it was at center, that would have been incredible. Keen to see. I'd love to know if that was in the grand final or if that was in the regular season game, because he did have a good game in that grand final. Very, very interesting there, though. Shout out to Rando putting out some incredible stats there. We love to see it. And shout out to Chance, so he probably doesn't get the attention he deserves every single week and, you know, get the fourth most run meters in a game ever, Kat. And no one really noticed. That is just bizarre.
If you were going to have break a record of some kind, what is it?
Me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I don't know what the previous record was for finding a Justin Hodges stat, but I probably just gave it a fucking good nudge there. Eljana per week, I could give a good nudge to. I'm enjoying that.
I've met plenty of people who would put you.
I'm a rookie, am I?
Oh, yeah. You are major rookie vibes when it comes to Eljana.
Yeah, I don't know what my record breaker would be. That's a really good question. Yeah. We'll have a think on it.
And then maybe we'll get Rando to do a little graphic for you.
Yeah, compare me to previous. Yeah, I don't mind that. What would be yours? Tripping? Falling?
Yeah, probably falling over the most of any other person in any given room.
Oh, Bambi.
Yeah.
Love that. All right, we done and dusted?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, cheers for joining us once again, guys, on the Rugby League Guru podcast. If you want to watch this video, it is live in the Roo Crew. That's if you're listening on the Rugby League Guru podcast. The link is in the description. Come and check out the Roo Crew. Got our Supercoach stats dropping tomorrow, the deep dive that will help you decide what to do this week. An absolute stack coming your way in there.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.